You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom, shalom. Went to Shamayim. What day was it? When did he go up to Shamayim for the first time? Anybody here? No, what Hebrew date? What Hebrew date was it when he went for the first time to Shamayim? What day?
I'm sorry.
Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shammai for the first time, what day was it?
Thursday?
No, what Hebrew day? You like Thursdays?
It's right before Yom Kippur, 40 days before Yom Kippur. So.
The first time? The first time? How many times you been up?
Three times.
And each time, how many days?
40.
So 120 days. So the first time he went up, now this we cannot forget. So the first time that he went up was 7th of Sivan, Matan Torah. So when he came back, what day was it? When he came back, it's very easy. You said 40 days. You add 40 days to 7th of Sivan. It's very easy to figure out. You have a calculator?
Yes. I love the jealousy.
17th
of Tammuz.
How's it go? So he came back 17th of Tammuz. That's why we fast. Why are we fasting on 17th of Tammuz?
He broke
Right, so he broke the Luchot. So then, for the second time, when did he go up?
Week later.
I'm sorry?
After 1 week, he went up, I think.
After 1 week?
Yeah.
So then, it doesn't work out till Yom Kippur.
First of Yom.
No, that's the third times. It's the third times. I'm going to give you a report card. Yeah, so he went right the next day, 18 of.
Oh, the next day he went up?
Yeah, 18 of Tammuz, he went up. So when did he come back?
On Yom Kippur.
No. 40 days after 18 of Tammuz. I'm sorry? 29 after Av. The 29 after Av. So the third time when he went up?
First of Elul, because he has to come back on Kippur.
Ah, so first of Elul, oh, very nice. So first time he went up, it was? Sivan. Yes, 7th of Sivan. When he came back?
17th
of Tammuz. And then he went up again?
18th of Tammuz.
18th of Tammuz, he came back? 29th of the Av, and then the third time he went up, first Av, Elo, Chazak Baruch, very nice. So now, here, as far as the first time he went up, so he went to bring the Luchot, and then when the second time he went up, why did he go for the second time? John? No.
For the forgiveness of the
Right. So he went to plead to Ribbono Shel Olam that Hashem will forgive him. And then the third time that he went up, he went to bring the second one. Because the Yehudi pattern always is you buy one, you get one free. So that's why you have like two luchots. Right. So now here, so Yemei Elul, because of this third trip that Shalom made, became Shad Rachamim. Why? Why we picked the third time, not the second time, which is greater time after Rachamim, the second time or the third time?
The second time.
Second time. Why is the second time?
Because
Hashem forgave. Right. So how come we don't do Selichot at the 18th of Tammuz? Too complicated now. Right, so if he went up, right. No, we use this man because obviously we do Selichot. What does Selichot means? To ask forgiveness from Ribono Shel Olam. But the second time he forgave us, not the third time. Word happiness comes here.
Third time, we got the second of word.
Okay.
So that's the biggest gift.
Right.
So it's a simcha.
Simcha for who? For us?
For us.
Ah, yeah.
So when you have simcha, it's more higher than even forgiveness.
So when did Hashem give the second luchot? When?
29 of...
No. So when Moshe came back, yeah, right. When was it when he came back? John? No. He came back on Yom HaKippurim.
Yes.
He brought the Luchot back, the second set of Luchot on Yom HaKippurim. So he says in the Midrash that Hashem gave the second Luchot to Am Yisrael Besimcha. Hashem gave the Luchot to Am Yisrael Besimcha. So that means even though that he was very hurt, and he could not believe that Amisa would commit such a wrongdoing, but still forgave them. Because many times, people that you don't know, they can forgive, but they never can forget. You know people like that?
No, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, I said, yeah. Yet to forgive, it's not, you know, really hard. But to forget, ay, ay, ay. You have to be a malach. So here we see that Ribono Shel Olam, not only he forgave us, he forgot also. Why? How do we know? Because he gave the Luchot back. So that's why Yom HaKippurim actually became Matan Torah.
How do we know that? He didn't give the same one.
I'm sorry?
He didn't give the same one.
No, he gave a better one. No, he said gave a better one. Sorry?
Was
not
the same?
No. No, this is even better.
Better or not better, it didn't give the same.
No, because the first one doesn't match, it would not match us anymore. Because and that the state that we were when the first one was given, so then, you know, that what would fit us at that time. But the second, Luchot, would fit us at the second time. Like, for example. No. No, it's very simple to understand. Then let me explain. Yeah, it's very, very, very simple. Very simple to understand. That for somebody that, let's say, size 5, and you buy the best suit, most expensive suit, for $1,500, that is size 8, would it fit him?
No.
It doesn't fit him. Yeah, it's $1,500 suit, but doesn't fit him. So exactly that's what happened at the second time that Am Yisrael, after they committed sin of golden calf, so then the first Luchot has to be fit him. So there was a little bit changes that Hashem had to make. So now here, Rambam brings that we have a mitzvah that is a mandatory mitzvah. That it's called lehitvadot. What does that mean? That means to do a right teshuvah, we have to come to Ribono Shel Olam and repent and verbalize all the wrongdoing that one has committed. Because this is a direct command from the Torah. that the Torah commands us, Vehitvado et hatatam asher asu. This is in chapter 5, the Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin. So we do, this is a mitzvat aseh from the Torah. Sometimes, people just bang on their heart, not that we do it. Just like, let's say, you're going to buy some flour, kemach, right? Art. And then you need 5 kilos. So then you put the flour in the bag, and you see there's no room. So what do? No, you bang on it to make more room. So now sometimes you bang on your heart to make more room for do averot. Yeah, to make more room. Yeah. So now when you bang on your heart, that means...
you bang on your heart to make up your heart for what you did.
Yeah, but that's a shame. So that's what the Vidu is all about. So that's the mantra of Rahamim that we're starting. The Chodesh Elul, that we have a code. That's Anile Dodi V'Dodini. So the Rashi Tevot is Elul. And then the Ani finishes with Ani. What's Yud? And then we have the Dodi finishes with
Yud.
And Vedodi finishes
Yud.
And Li finishes
Yud.
So you have 4 Yuds. You add it up.
40.
Hazak Baruch. So now the Rashi Tevot is Elul, and Sofei Tevot is 40. What does that mean? That these 40 days, we have opportunity to become...
You.
To become...
Forgiven.
No. One more time. The Pasuk says, Ani ledodi vedodi li. What does that mean? No, it says, Ani ledodi, that when I put a foot forward to come toward Dodi, that is Hashem, then Hashem will come toward me too. So actually, the month of Elul is called month of interest. What does that mean? You like some type of food, and some type of food you don't like the kids, The food that you like, so now, what does that mean? You're interested to eat it. The one that you don't like, so you even don't go near it. And some people are allergic to it also. So now that's what the whole point here is. You are interested to become close to Hashem. Are you?
Yes.
A little bit, as long as it doesn't interfere to my daily activity, yeah, why not? Yeah, a little bit, whatever that, fits to in my schedule. So now, the point of Elul here is not that you should fit yourself in the schedule of Hashem. Hashem should be fitted in your schedule. That's what Ani Ledodi means. It says, Ani Ledodi, when I consider Hashem, when I'm interested to fit Hashem in my schedule, then Dodili. Then Hashem says, you're interested? So then, hand by hand, as it says, you look at the water, what do you see?
Yourself.
You see your impression. So the heart of people also the same way. And that applies to Ribono Shel Olam also. So that means the same way you feel about Hashem, Hashem feels?
About you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.